This next story is about peanuts, dry roasted peanuts. The U.S. government is planning to ship 500 metric tons of them to Haiti to feed malnourished children there. It sounds like a good idea, but it has caused an uproar, and journalist Amy Bracken is here to help us understand why. First of all, Amy, why send peanuts to Haiti?
So the U.S. Department of Agriculture has a program, the Stocks for Food program, in which they acquire surplus foods from farmers in the United States and donate them to people in need overseas.
So why would anybody be against that?
Well, you have to understand Haitian agriculture. It's taken a real beating in the last few decades, especially in the 80s and 90s, when there were trade liberalization measures that went into place. Particularly with rice, the import tariff was reduced so much that Haiti went from being a country that was self-sufficient in rice to almost having the rice market destroyed by cheap U.S. imports. Much more recently, and a lot of people have been talking about this lately, Bill Clinton actually apologized for the role that he played in flooding the Haitian market with U.S. rice.
So who are the critics now when it comes to peanuts and dumping of peanuts in Haiti, and how upset are they?
Haitian farmers are upset, and a lot of NGOs, a lot of organizations that work in Haiti, Oxfam, Partners in Health, dozens of organizations, they've been sending around letters trying to get people to pressure the U.S. government to stop this. There was a petition with the White House that got thousands of signatures.
So critics think that, like rice, the same thing's going to happen to peanuts, that these 500 metric tons are just the tip of the iceberg. Is that a valid comparison?
Well, it seems like an exaggeration at first. I mean, you're talking about, as I said, hundreds of thousands of metric tons of rice that we're actually pouring into the Haitian market. Mm. In this case, the USDA says it's not only is it only 500 metric tons, but it's also very targeted. So it's not supposed to be sold. It's supposed to just go into schools. It's for starving kids. The concern is really that it's not going to happen that way, that it'll leak out. And some people think that this is the beginning of the end, that with rice, it started as donations. And then you would see bags of rice on the street saying for donation, for sale.
Mm. So you've done the taste test. What are Haitian peanuts like compared to American peanuts?
I have done much more than a taste test. Every time I'm in Haiti, like half of my diet is peanuts. I go everywhere with peanuts. They are delicious. They're crispy. They're fresh.
So to this main question, Amy, who's right here? The people saying don't flood the Haitian market with American peanuts, or the people saying, hey, we need some nutritional help on the ground here in Haiti?
Well, I think the U.S. Department of Agriculture makes a good point. I spoke with Alexis Taylor, the Deputy Undersecretary for Farm and Foreign Agricultural Services, and I asked her to respond to all of these critics, and here's what she said.
I encourage them to go to Haiti and speak to the families that I spoke to and see the children who are getting the food. You know, many of these kids walk to school an hour without having breakfast, and the school lunch is the first meal of the day. It is about supporting a very vulnerable population. That's the crux of it. It is not about getting rid of really a small portion of peanuts that the U.S. government was holding. It was about an emergency need.
Yeah. So, I mean, nobody is questioning the fact that there's a severe problem of malnutrition in Haiti. But of course, I mean, to respond to Oxfam and Partners in Health by saying you need to go to Haiti and see this malnutrition problem, they obviously already know about this and are working on it. You know, they're arguing that we need to just step up the efforts that are already going on to try to get Haitian peanut farmers in a position where they can be supplying it the next time when there is this emergency need.
So what does this whole dust up over peanuts tell you, Amy?
Well, it really underscores the fragility of agriculture in Haiti in general. I mean, very, very small scale, very little equipment, right next to this huge country that can make many of the same crops much more cheaply. So there's been a concern about this for a long time. But what some people are saying now is that this response to the peanut issue, it's big, it's impressive, and maybe it suggests that there is a growing movement for more national production or more focus on national production.
Amy Bracken, who's been reporting on Haiti for much of the last decade. Thanks so much, Amy.
Thank you, Marco.